We as Gulf Citrus hope to kind of revamp our Chima areas and do a lot more emphasis on trying to get local growers to do a better job. Not saying that we're not doing a good job, but we can always do a better job at combating psyllids and try and keep this greening beat down a little bit.
You mentioned water is the lifeblood of agriculture. You all do a lot of work with water management districts and such to try to keep water flowing to citrus groves, right?
That's correct. We're certainly trying to build relationships with the urban community as well as regulatory organizations, be it CORE, be it Water Management District, and those relationships helps in time of crisis. Certainly, water issues are not going to go away. Certainly, more people coming into Florida, and certainly, water is a limited resource that everybody needs to survive.
You all are looking to launch a regional ag group.
Well, we just feel like that we as agriculture can do a better job of telling our story. We would hope to get the farmers, growers, ranchers together in Southwest Florida to tell agriculture's story and educate the urban community of what we're doing out here.
What does that do for you?
Well, I think that if they know our story, they know the problems that we're faced with. Seems like on some of our so far preliminary studies that probably over 60% of the Florida residents have been here less than about 16 years. So really don't have a long history of what Florida's about and certainly what the farming community is about here in the state of Florida and in Southwest Florida.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.